Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
If you're ready for an epic family vacation, there's no better place than sunny Orlando. Exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, outdoor adventures in Florida's natural springs, and so much more. Orlando has it all. And Visit Orlando's vacation planners can help you plan the perfect trip. In Orlando, anything is possible, if you can imagine it. And that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one. You hear it right here, right now.
We hear it.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right. It says, hot and ready for my younger man. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 67-year-old woman married to a very handsome gentleman that is 13 years younger than me. We've been married for 4 years, but we've known each other for 6 years. When we first met, he waited a while to have sex with me, and it finally happened when we were away on vacation. I have always been the aggressor in the bedroom, and he would just let me take advantage of him in all kinds of freaky ways. 2 years ago, I decided to switch things up because I got tired of always initiating sex and doing the most work in the bedroom. I also got tired of suggesting different places for us to have sex throughout the house. Well, when I pulled back, he did not step up, and we've gone for weeks at a time without having sex. When we do have it, it's a quickie, and then he goes straight to sleep. I have asked him if he's okay or if his sex drive was decreased because of his age, and he says he's fine. Since the quarantine is over, he works long hours, and when he comes home, he's too tired to do anything. He goes to bed around 10 p.m. most nights, so I feel bad about waking him up for sex. I planned a nice vacation for us, and we had our own cabana on the water. I thought it would be a perfect romantic setting, but all he did was drink pina coladas till he passed out nightly. it says till he passed nightly in the copy in the letter, but I'm sure she meant passed out nightly. Exactly. I'm hot and ready for him all the time, but he's never in the mood. I confided in my male cousin and asked for his advice. He told me to stop taking the lead in the home and with finances and let my husband step up and be a man. I have a very dominant personality. I'm a very dominant person, but I never intended to emasculate my man. Is this all my fault? Well, this letter kind of took a turn, hard left at the end, with you asking about emasculating your man and everything. I don't know about all of that. And I didn't even know that you were financing everything. You didn't mention that till the very end. But I do think your cousin is right, your male cousin. I think you're doing way too much. You definitely need to let your husband step up and be a man. And if he doesn't, you should stop trying to make him and realize what's going on here. Because honestly, and I hate to say this, I really do, but he doesn't sound like he's interested in you. He doesn't sound like he wants to do it or that he cares if you do it or his interest lies someplace else because he's not interested. You're always the aggressor because all the signs are there. He never initiates sex. You said it. He's too tired after work. He goes to bed at 10 p.m. straight to sleep. When you pull back because you were tired. Huh?
Nothing.
Oh, when he's too tired after work. When you pull back because you were tired of always being the aggressor, he didn't step up. He didn't do anything. You guys just didn't have sex. And you said to yourself, he's never in the mood. Never. Again, the signs are there, ma'am. The signs are all there. On vacation, he gets drunk and passes out every night. And why are you trying to finance everything? I mean, he's 54. What does he do? Is he working? Does he contribute to the household or to you in any way? It just doesn't sound like it because you didn't say that in the letter. I think, you know, if you're going to stay here with this loser, get used to this behavior because he's not going to change. I certainly hope you get wise and see that he's not interested and move on with your life. You're 67. You still have a healthy sex life and all of that. You sound energetic. You can do way better than this guy. Steve.
What? Shirley, we done read two different damn letters right
we
here.
We did.
I didn't see none of this that you saw in this letter. You know, I normally start at the top of the letter. But see, you got thrown off in the letter by her cousin. He threw you off course. He not finna throw me off. She went to the cousin to ask for his advice because she's getting undersexed. He told her to stop taking the lead in the home and with finances and let my husband step up and be a man. Mm-hmm. What? The question was, I'm being undersexed. What can I do to get him to take the lead? Your dumbass cousin talking about finances and something that take him, let him be a man at the house. That ain't what this damn letter about. Let me tell you what's really wrong in this damn letter. Your old ass is too damn much. That's what's wrong with this damn letter right here.
He's not interested.
Let me just walk you through. Girl, he ain't got a chance to be interested. Let me walk you through this letter so you can understand it. 67-year-old woman, 67, married to a handsome man, 13 years younger than her. That means he 54.
54.
They've known each other for 6 years. That means she met him when she was 61. Mm-hmm. They've been married for 4 years. He got married when he was 50. She was 61. She was 61. Now, she ain't talking about, no, we waited a while to have sex with me. You was 61. What you mean, waited a while? A while for her could have been 3 weeks. She fast, Shirley. When I come back, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with her. This woman is too damn much.
He's not interested. All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject hot and ready for my younger man. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, hot and ready for my younger man. You and I disagree completely on this letter. Go ahead.
Completely, and I'll tell you why. This letter is titled Hot and Ready for My Younger Man. The whole letter, 98% of the words in here is pertaining to sex. She decided, since she's getting under sex, to go to her male cousin and confide in him. After all this talk about sex, his advice was he told her to stop taking the lead in the home and with finances and let my husband step up and be a man. What? Mm-hmm. Did he even listen to you? So that's why I think your cousin is stupid. No. Shirley, this ain't got nothing to do with how much money this man makes. She taking care of the finances. That ain't what this letter about. Mm-hmm. Well, it's in the letter. She said, stop taking the lead on financing me. She taking the money, paying bills and all this here. The man working, and it say in the letter, he work all the time. Yeah. And he come home tired. So it ain't like he ain't working. He got money. All right, let me show you this shit. 6-7-year-old woman, married to this dude, 13 years younger than me. He 54. They dated for 6 years. First, he waited a while to have sex with me, and it finally happened. We were away on vacation. Then she said, I have always been the aggressor in the bedroom. Okay, right there. Since you always the aggressor, you don't know how to sit your old ass down and wait on nothing. You pushing the button every time you come through the damn house. Okay, he done got used to that. You started that. He would just let me take advantage of him in all kinds of freaky ways. Well, let me tell you something. You was freaky with him at 61. You've been married 6 years. You ain't the same. I'm just going to tell you that right now. You ain't the same. The position that was sexy when you was 50, that position at 67 has changed. I'm just telling you. What you used to be able to put your foot up on when you were 60, it's a little different putting your foot up there at 67. So I'm just letting you know, little Miss Hot Mama, your ass ain't all that damn hot. You might be aggravating at this point, to tell you the truth. I take advantage of him in all kinds of freaky ways. You 67. Stop saying freaky.
Steve, what does that have to do with anything? Because she's
stop
67.
Saying freaky. You're 67. You're too old. Become some damn freak.
That is not right.
Okay, well, listen to this. This is my letter now, Shirley. 2 years ago.
We disagree.
I decided to switch things up because I got tired of always initiating sex and doing the most work in the bedroom. She and I got hammers and stuff, bringing in all these tools and stuff, got suitcases, luggage, video, film in there, bringing tape in there, got rope with them, all down at Ace Hardware, buying equipment, in there with a jungle. You done put up a jungle gym in the damn bedroom. He tired of your ass.
That is not in the letter.
It's too damn much. Got a sandbox in there with mud in it. Nobody want all this. Get your old freaky ass down. And old people freaky different. You know, they don't know all the new stuff that's down at the sex stores and at the adult store. She all up in the room with bacon grease and stuff. Don't nobody want that no more. They have lubricants and stuff that they use down there that's scented with flavors in it. You got all this Crisco in the room. Don't nobody want that on them. Some damn Wesson oil. So now, I got tired of suggesting different places for us to have sex throughout the house. 67. Throughout the house. What is you in the basement leaning up against the furnace for? Bring your ass upstairs where we can see. It's dark down here in this damn basement. You all up in the attic hanging on to the beams and stuff like you Mimi in a sex tape. Get your ass downstairs.
Oh, no. Loving hip hop.
You can't do all that. Put that Atlanta shower curtain down. That is not for us. We not swinging on this shower curtain.
He doesn't do anything.
Well, then I pulled back. He didn't step up. Hell, because he's scared. He didn't step up. Step up. He need a break.
He's 54.
You always
scared.
Hot. Of her? Mm. old ass in here with all these ideas every damn night.
Old too. They're both old.
Okay, well, we can't even take a walk because your ass wants to have sex. Let's walk somewhere. Go down to the park. Hold up. Before we go, let me give you a little something. Damn. I've asked him if he's okay, if his sex drive has increased. Hell, yours has increased. That's the problem. It ain't that his has decreased. It's just that your ass thinks you way sexier than you really are. See, you fighting what's really happening to you, and you trying to overprove that you still sexy. Now, you 67, and you doing too damn much. Clothes don't fit like they used to. Now, you just too much. Now, let's stop all this. Sit your ass. He go to bed at 10 o'clock. Old people go to bed. Your ass supposed to be asleep somewhere. 67. Get your damn rest.
I think she's right. Still vibrant last and sexy one. At 67.
She sound worrisome to me, Cheryl. That ain't right.
She got to be all that, though.
Yeah, to you. He just doesn't want her. He's not interested. All right, listen, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Junior Sports Talk coming up at 46 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.